Support for Community Connection comes from Open Door Health Services, a not-for-profit organization providing health care and nutrition assistance to families regardless of financial resources. More information is at opendoorhs.org under the Get Involved link. And from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, two locations in Muncie, the main office at 2900 North Oakwood, and a campus branch at the L.A. Pittenger Student Center. Mobile banking with bill pay now available. More online at bsfcu.com. This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Jayma Donovan, and she is from the Children's Bureau. Welcome, Jayma. And I guess first, tell us a little bit about what the Children's Bureau does and how you became involved with the organization.
I love the Children's Bureau. I have been there 18 years. It's a great organization that helps provide intervention services, but we also provide a lot of prevention and outreach programming that we do. So I think it's a great combination, and we work with families that are involved with Department of Child Services. So we help them with either getting their children back or finding a different way in parenting or helping them with those resources. But our prevention program is a program that's open to all families, regardless of income. If you are a family that needs services or support, we can offer that to you. So I think that is really my heart with my with the programming that we do, because we can walk along the side with any family. And then with the outreach activities, we do safe sleep classes, we do different events, we help co-sponsor things. So those are the fun, like, planning activities that we get to do.
Right. And you are located primarily in Madison County? And
correct.
What areas kind of do you cover? But I understand there are some other ones as well.
Yes. So with the Community Partners for Child Safety, that program is in all 92 counties in the state of Indiana. So that's the great thing. You can always go to the Department of Child Services website to find a location near you. I cover Madison, Hamilton, Hancock, and Tipton.
Okay.
And then Denise Loveless covers this area within Delaware County.
Oh, okay. All right. And I think what I like, you know, I'm sure a lot of families perhaps are referred to the Children's Bureau for services. But what I like are the families that you can touch in the different communities just by, you know, outreach events and different things that you offer that may be of need to other people, lots of other families in the area.
Yeah, and that's what's great about the Community Partners Program is a lot of it, you know, we can get referrals from doctor's offices, from the schools, but we see a lot of families who have seen value in the program, and then they let family members know, or neighbors or friends. And so we get a lot of self-referrals, and that's the great thing about how families have found the program useful.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that one of the big events that you are involved in is coming up in June, happens in June. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that is?
Yes. I love this collaboration. It has gone from, you know, a few people organizing it to a huge community event. So on June 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Anderson High School in Anderson, we will be having a huge summer safety fair. And the collaboration is so huge and great that families will get to learn all kinds of things about safety. We have a smokehouse, which is from the fire department, mm-hmm. where people can understand fire safety. We have the Madison County Sheriff's Department will be doing ID kits for kids. Community Hospital will be offering bike safety and bike helmets. We have Intersect that does a lot with substance abuse issues, but they also have an in plain sight trailer that parents can walk through to kind of see the hidden dangers with substance abuse in teenagers. And along with the Indiana State Department of Health, we'll be having a booster bash and a car seat clinic. So, I mean, those are just a few of the things. Right.
That's
now,
a lot, yeah.
We have about 55 partners, wow. and that includes all different kinds of activities that are going to be available to the families. Mm-hmm. And families will walk away with a lot of free stuff as long as it lasts,
yeah.
of course.
Well, it sounds like a one-stop shop for all things family.
Yes.
Yeah. So what will you be doing at the event?
I will be running around like a crazy woman. That's what I will be doing. But yeah, so it takes about 100 volunteers to
wow.
put it on. So I'll probably be walking around helping and just kind of spot checking anything that needs help. So the day of, we will be setting up and getting everybody where their locations will be. And so really I'm the one-stop woman where I just kind of run around wherever somebody needs me.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. You mentioned volunteers. Can you talk a little bit about maybe some volunteer opportunities with the Children's Bureau itself? Are they available?
Yes, we have. It just depends on what people need, if it's an individual versus an organization or a business that wants to participate. So really the best way to find out would be just to call our phone number, and that's 765-643-8022, and they just can hit extension 0 and talk to our office coordinator.
Mm-hmm. So what can you give me maybe some examples of some ways that people have participated and volunteered with the organization in the past?
Yes, we also do supervised visitation within this facility. So there's a lot of maintenance of toys and cleaning. So we've had a lot of groups that will come in and do that. We've had groups come in and help with pulling weeds and a little bit of landscaping and picking up trash, because we're right on Broadway on 9. So there's a lot of traffic and, sure, and trash gets thrown out sometimes. So we need help with that. Really seasonal stuff. We have a Hope for the Holidays event where we need help with staffing our Santa shop. And so really we can come up with a lot of different ways for people to partner. But we also have, in April, we do Prevent Child Abuse Month, and a lot of organizations, businesses will help spread the word on how to report child abuse and neglect. They do the Pinwheel Gardens.
Yes.
So if businesses want to do that, we'll help with getting that word out. I always tell people the easiest way to help with prevention of child abuse and supporting families is the Kids First license plate. It's a real easy way to do it. So people can get involved with child safety in a multitude of ways. So that, to whether you're being a CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate, sure, or becoming a foster parent, or just supporting families within your community and helping get different families connected to resources. So just being in the know, I guess, is what
absolutely
I always say.
Yeah, awareness. Yeah, step one. Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on the importance of having something like the Children's Bureau in Madison County and the other counties you serve? Why is it so important that this organization exists?
Because parenting is the hardest job ever. I'm a parent of two boys, and just sometimes, you know, when you're pregnant and you're having a child and maybe you're a first-time parent, it's scary. You don't always have all the answers. And those little babies change from month to month. And so it's nice to have maybe an outside person that can give you the guidance or the support, where it doesn't necessarily have to be a direct like mother or mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. So we walk along with the families where they're at, or just crises happen. And we are there to help walk along with the family and help them with what they need. Sometimes it's the family that just needs connected to a resource, and we're really in and out really quickly. So it depends on where the family is. You know, we had a situation where we had a mom who needed childcare. So she was eligible for the childcare vouchers, and then she'd gotten a job. However, her vouchers didn't kick in until the week after her job started, and she was new to the area and didn't have access to leaving her child with anybody safe. She didn't show up to her job, she wasn't going to have a job.
Absolutely.
So our organization was able to pay for a week of her childcare.
Wow.
So that she could start that job and not be back at square one. So it's a really creative thinking program, in the sense that we can help families where they're at. We can help problem solve things. So I think that's the greatest thing about the program, is it's a support program. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just, we have a plethora of information, resources, curriculum, yes, anything to walk along with that parent.
Yeah. It's about not being afraid to ask for help, no matter what that is. I think so many times as parents, we think we should know everything and know how to handle everything that comes up. It's that kind of, I got this. And you're so afraid to say, okay, maybe I don't have this and I need some help. But it sounds like all they need to do is pick up the phone and ask.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and there's no judgment with it. And I think that's what, especially moms nowadays, and even dads, feel like they have to be perfect in what they're doing. You have to read all the books, you have to do all this. And sometimes you don't have time to read the books. And sometimes you're a single parent and you're stressed and you need somebody to walk along with you in that. So I think that's the greatest thing. I mean, I've been here for 18 years. I feel like I've learned a lot about parenting. I still, in my own parenting, I'm not perfect. And I come into work and I will problem solve situations with my own family with coworkers. So, sure. I mean, that's the great thing is like the resource is right at the tip of my fingers. So it's nice for families to also have that same resource.
Absolutely. It goes back to that old idea of it takes a village.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we can't be afraid or hesitant to use that village because that's what it's there for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Jaima, is there a website or a Facebook page that people can go to get more information about the organization?
Yeah, we have a statewide website and it's www.childrensbureau.org.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jaima. I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about the Children's Bureau.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. You can listen to past episodes and hear more from this conversation at our program website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.